Frank Smith, 101554, today's 12/18, 70-year-old gentleman, recently discharged from the VA because of drug use and fentanyl poisoning. He's been sent home with naloxone nasal spray, period. In the paragraph, he states that he's still using drug from time to time. His paraphernalia and his drug pipe is in full display. He's single. He lives in a group home till he gets his house repaired. He's done different types of work in the past, especially in food service. Medical slash surgery includes a CABG, 1999, military-related injuries, seizures, has a cataract, needs cataract surgery, head injury in the 70s causing his seizures, hypertension, stroke earlier this year, still able to ambulate. Family history, dad died of a stroke in 1978, mom just a few years ago with hypertension, renal insufficiency. Review of system, he has right-sided weakness, he gets very anxious, very upset, especially when you bring up the drug use, has no nausea, vomiting, he's walking affected, he has slight right-sided neglect, no nausea, vomiting. Allergy, something that starts with a B, medication, Xarelto for DVTs, or put DVTs in the lower extremity. Xarelto with DVT, Tegretol 300 milligram twice a day, Trazodone 50 milligram a day, Lisinopril 5 milligram a day, Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Albuterol inhaler, Lipitor 80 milligram a day, Flexeril 10 milligram a day, Vitamin D, Folic acid, and Neurontin 400 milligram a day. COVID, flu, and pneumonia shots are up to date. Also, he has prescription for naloxone. Blood pressure 174 over 94, 86, 98%. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with hand lesion. Slight right-sided weakness noted. 70-year-old gentleman with history of stroke, mild right-sided weakness, difficulty with ambulation, history of drug abuse, recently hospitalized with fentanyl poisoning, head injuries, seizure disorder, coronary artery disease, COPD. Extensive history of smoking in the past, history gastroesophageal reflux, and neuropathic pain. Patients requesting pain medications referred to pain specialists for further evaluation. Thank you.